And before we get underway with the primary subject matter of this podcast, the spirit and the soul coming up, I do want to put it out there and announce to you that there is a pretty nice thing coming up from the Urantia Book Fellowship that I received note on. It's the Fellowship Forum Seminars. And the Urantia Book, among many other things, is about to enlarge our perspective with advancing universe progress by making connections and showing us how we can improve the ability to live our lives in a purposeful and spiritual context. The workshop that they're going to be announcing coming up on June 20th from 12 to 4 p.m. Central, so that would be 1 to 5 p.m. Eastern, Saturday, June 20th, they're having a workshop on the apostles, the 12 apostles, how they became who they were, how their individual gifts manifested themselves during the times of Jesus, and what we can learn from their experiences. So if you're interested, I invite you to check out urantiaeducation@gmail.com, and you'll want to talk to Ken Kaiser, that's K-E-Y-S-E-R, Ken Kaiser, urantiaeducation@gmail.com, to register and to get the material so that you can join the online workshop. It's going to be pretty exciting, and it'll give you an opportunity to communicate with other fellow Urantians and of the millions of things that you could do and talk about and learn about. This is a first step with workshops online being put on by the Urantia Book Fellowship. So once again, you want to reach out to Ken Kaiser, and his email address is urantiaeducation@gmail.com. And if you are so interested, you can sign up for this seminar that's coming up Saturday, June 20th from 12 to 4 p.m. And that is 12 to 4 p.m. Saturday, June 20th Central Time. Also, I want to remind you to check out our website. I'm very proud of it. We've made some modifications to make it a little easier for you to navigate and get all the information you need at your fingertips. Consider it a great resource for all things Urantia, urantiaradio.net. And now we get to the exciting part. Thanks for joining me on the Urantia Radio Podcast. And this time up, we're going to take a little dip into paper 111, one of my favorite papers on the adjuster and the soul. And the reason I wanted to tackle this particular subject is because I don't think there's a lot of discussion that is ongoing, at least that I'm aware of, where people differentiate between the soul and the spirit and what they are as entities. Many people, I think, confuse them. They think of the soul and the spirit as sort like spirits are like ghosts and souls are like people that they knew. And so it's a very vague concept. And I think paper 111 does a really terrific job at differentiating between those two concepts. And I think it helps you and me and others to understand just the preciousness of what each one of those is. So let's dive right in. So let me read and then I'll continue to comment as I feel I need to, if there's something that I think, can I clarify this a little bit more? All right, so here we go. So the presence of the divine, and I'm reading from paper 111, the presence of the divine adjuster in the human mind makes it forever impossible for either science or philosophy to attain a satisfactory comprehension of the evolving soul of the human personality. The soul is the child of the universe and may be really only known through cosmic insight and spiritual discovery. The concept of the soul and of an indwelling spirit is not a new idea. It has frequently appeared in the various systems of our belief systems. Many of the Oriental as well as some of the Occidental faiths have perceived that man is divine in heritage as well as human in inheritance. And in fact, many of our legal documents say that it's because of that divine gift that's in us. It makes us divine in heritage. The feeling of the inner presence, in addition to the external omnipresence of deity, has long formed a part of many religions here on earth. Men have long believed that there is something growing within the human nature, something vital that is destined to endure beyond the short span of temporal life. Before man realized that his evolving soul was fathered by a divine spirit, it was thought to reside in different physical organs, the eye, liver, kidney, heart, and later the brain. The savage associated the soul with blood, breath, shadows, and with reflections of the self in water. In the conception of the Atman, the Hindu teachers really approximated an appreciation of the nature and presence of the adjuster, the Spirit of God, but they failed to distinguish the co-presence of the evolving and potentially immortal soul. The Chinese, however, recognized two aspects of a human being, the yang and the yin, we know this, the soul and the spirit. The Egyptians and many African tribes also believed in two factors, the ka and the ba. The soul was not usually believed to be pre-existent, only the spirit. See, that's one differentiation. The inhabitants of the Nile Valley believed that each favored individual had bestowed upon him at birth or soon thereafter a protecting spirit, which they called the ka. They taught that this guardian spirit remained with the mortal subject throughout life and passed before him into the future estate. On the walls of the Temple of Luxor, the Urantia book is pointing out here, where is depicted the birth of Amenhotep III, the little prince is pictured on the arm of the Nile god, and near him is another child, in appearance identical with the prince, which is a symbol of that entity which the Egyptians called the ka. This sculpture was completed in the 15th century before Christ. The ka was thought to be a superior spirit genius, which desired to guide the associated mortal soul into the better paths of temporal living, but more especially to influence the fortunes of the human subject in the hereafter. Now I want to kind of pause here, because I think what they're saying, of all of the different kinds of things that have evolved over time about the difference between the soul and the spirit, this ka concept, I think they're pointing out because they believe it comes pretty close or is probably the most advanced of all of the different thoughts that there are and there have been about the spirit and the soul. So I'll read it again. The ka was thought to be a superior spirit genius, which desired to guide the associated mortal soul into the better paths of temporal living, which, by the way, it does. If we give in to our spirit and we follow our spirit guiding, which is really to follow the Spirit of God, then our temporal living becomes not easier, but more well-defined, maybe perhaps easier to handle. And it goes on to say, but more especially to influence the fortunes of the human subject in the hereafter. So they were all about like an insurance policy, karma, right? When an Egyptian of this period died, it was expected that his ka would be waiting for him on the other side of the great river. At first, only kings were supposed to have ka's, but presently all righteous men were believed to possess them. One Egyptian ruler, speaking of the ka within his heart, said, quote, I did not disregard its speech. I feared to transgress its guidance. I prospered thereby greatly. I was thus successful by reason of that which caused me to do. I was distinguished by its guidance, end quote. Many believe that the ka was, quote, an oracle from God and everybody. Many believe that they were to, quote, spend eternity in gladness of heart in the favor of the God that is in you. That's a great quote. Spend eternity in gladness of heart in the favor of the God that is in you. And then it concludes when it says, every race of evolving Urantia mortals has a word equivalent in the concept of soul. Many primitive people believe the soul looked upon the world through human eyes. Therefore did they so cravenly fear the malevolence of the evil eye. Now, they have long believed that the, quote, spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord. And, quote, the Rig Veda says, my mind speaks to my heart. So there's a paper 111, and it continues on to talk about the mind arena of choice. And this is where we sort of give a summation to what's ahead. In our minds and our hearts, we distinguish that the spirit comes from God and is our guide in this life. and eventually becomes with us as our soul becomes one with it, perhaps in the next life. So we do sort of set the foundation, feed the soil of our soul in this life by the choices we make. And to assist us on that path is the Spirit, which in reality is our what we would be, or our perfection attainment. It's our ideal selves, when and if we make the right choices, the good choices in our life. So paper 111, as we wrap up this edition of this podcast, it's a great read, and I invite you to continue reading more if that interests you. You know, so often we don't get much of an opportunity to hear discourse about the difference between the spirit and the soul. So I hope you've enjoyed that short segment here on the Urantia Podcast. We drop a new episode every week. We'd love to hear from you at UrantiaBookRadio@gmail.com, UrantiaBookRadio@gmail.com. And until next time, thanks for joining us on this Urantia Radio Podcast.